I think they had long ears.
I don't know.
Or he's just as stubborn as an old
mule.
Yeah, okay. What if you had two of those animals hitched together? You say you were fine with
a pair.
Okay. Would it make any difference for oxen if you had two hitched together? You were...
No, you just got two ox, I guess. Okay. Two, I don't know.
Okay. Well, we're talking about cattle and cows. A little one, when it's first born, you call that a little
a calf.
Yeah. Do you know if there's, do you call them anything different, say a male and a female?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay. Well, I was thinking maybe like a bull calf or a heifer calf. Have you heard of that?
I've heard of a heifer.
Of a heifer. Okay. Say if a farmer's got a cow that's about to have a calf, you'd say that cow's gonna...
A cow's gonna give birth to a calf. Okay.
Have you ever heard the expression that cow's gonna freshen or come fresh?
Mm-mm.
Or drop a calf?
Mm-mm.
Okay, fine. The animal that you ride, say in the Kentucky Derby, that's
a horse.
And more than one, you got two.
Horses.
All right. What about the male horse? He's called
Stud.
Okay. Anything besides that?
I don't know.
Stallion?
Well, I'm just, you know, when I hear stallion, I think of black stallion horses.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about the female?
Just a horse.
Male's a stud, female's a...
I don't know.
Mare?
Yeah. I think mare.
Okay. You think of what?
I think of a small female horse as a mare.
Hmm. Okay.
Like a calf is a,
yeah,
a cow.
Yeah, right. Okay. We're talking about small horses or very young horses.
Pony.
Okay. Alright. What about filly? You ever heard of that? Does that mean anything?
You know, you hear it on Walt Disney movies. That's what it makes me think of.
Really? Okay.
I never hear people talk about them.
Okay. And what do you say that you do on a horse? You get on them and you begin to
ride.
Yeah. Yesterday you
rode.
You have
ridden.
Okay. And if you can't stay on that horse, you say you fell.
Fall off.
All right. Or say if a child wakes up in the morning and he's on the floor, he might say, "Well, my goodness, during the night must have."
I fell off the bed.
And getting back to horses, those things that are on the bottom of their feet to protect them.
Horseshoes.
Yeah. Have you ever played a game with those things?
Horseshoes, yeah.
Just call that?
Horseshoes.
All right. Well, what about the part of the horse's foot that you put those things on?
His foot? I don't know.
You ever heard of any term that would do just for horses, the part of the foot that those things do on? That horse has got a sore or a bad...
I don't know.
H-double-O-F?
Yeah, hoof.
Okay, and the plural form got two.
Hooves.
Okay. And the things that you would put your feet in when you were riding a horse?
Stirrups.
Okay. All right, moving on to sheep. Any idea what the male sheep is called?
Something's in, I don't know how you say it, ear, air, E-R-E.
E-W-E,
that's what it is.
Yeah.
You see how much I know about sheep.
You have any idea how you
pronounce it?
Oh, okay. But no idea about the male?
No.
Elk or ram, something like that.
Ram?
Okay.
I guess.
And the stuff that grows on their backs, you call that?
Wool.
Okay. What about the animals that you raise for pork, you call them?
Pigs.
Or another
thing. Hogs.
Okay. Is there a difference between a pig and a hog? Or if we're talking about hogs, what would you call a small one when it's first born, say?
I don't know.
Okay. But when you think of a pig, you think of a small animal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Smaller than a hog.
Okay. Do you know of any term that you could use for kind of an intermediate size one? Bigger than a pig, but not yet full grown?
No.
You ever heard of a shoat?
No.
Okay. What about